7 o'clock. By the grace of God and Associated Rediffusion, we bring you, always on a Sunday, a program of religion on the move. Let there be light.
If your baby does you wrong, turn the other cheek. Keep it turning, 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 love my neighbor as myself. Turn the other cheek. Now if the law starts getting stronger, you don't think you are so stronger if you turn the other cheek. And keep it turning, 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 turning.
All right, guys. Absolutely spiffing. It really had my feet tapping. Now let's get down to God. God, who is he, where is he, and above all, why is he? And of course, why is he above all? Now, have you got any questions, Dudley, you'd like to fire off about God?
Yes, well, Vicar.
Please. Don't call me vicar, call me Dick. That's the sort of vicar I am.
Well, Dicker. That's always been puzzling me, actually, is the exact age of the Almighty. I mean, how old is God?
Good. Good God. Well, Dudley, it isn't really a question of age with God, because, you see, God is ageless. That is to say, he's age-old. He's old age, if you like. In fact, God is as old as he feels. And in that way, he's exactly the same as you and I. And that's the message I'm trying to get across to you youngsters down at my little Dockland parish of St. Jack in the Lifeboat. God is exactly the same as you and I. Once we can get away from the idea of thinking of God as something divine, you youngsters will come flooding back into the churches. Now, Alan, is there anything in the Bible which puts you off religion?
Yes, well, Dicker, there is one thing. During my perusal of the Good Work, I've been very conscious of all the cruelty, all the violence in the New Testament. I mean, all this working a needle up the eye of a camel. I mean, I think that's taking unfair advantage of a dumb animal. And if you ask me, Digger,
yes.
If you ask me,
yes,
that was a straw that broke the camel's back.
Yes. Oh, last bloody straw.
Last bloody yes. straw that yes. yes. broke the yes. camel's back.
Yeah, yeah, very good. Yeah, very good.
You're going to need up the other camel. Yes. Cruelty.
I think you're putting words into God's mouth, yeah? And I think we can turn a blind eye on the whole affair, after all the camel had to. Anyway, I'm very grateful to you, Dudley, for having brought this up, because it does bring me to the whole problem of teenage violence in general. Now, there's been an awful lot of Tommy Roth spoken about teenage violence. Now, I think we can actually use this violence to good purpose, channel it towards God. In fact, it's my aim to get the violence off the into the churches where it belongs. Now, people used to think the saints were pious old milksops. The old saints were rough, toothless. Oh dear, I don't mean that. They were tough, ruthless tearaways. Who knew where they were going? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John went through life with their heads screwed on. That's the song they all sing. And with these principles firmly in mind, we've now got ourselves a young, vigorous church where youngsters like yourselves can come in off the streets, pick up a bird, jive in the aisles, and really have yourselves a ball. The result is we're playing to packed houses every night. Except, of course, for Sunday, when we are forced to close our doors due to the Lord's Day Observance Society.